No? Okay.
Well, I just like to second what you said, Kathy, about the differences and actually somehow becoming clear about what is working. And it may not be transferable. As you say, the markets are different. But some of it might. I mean, we also have on the weekends rather successful and popular music shows, which are pretty well produced and raise a fair amount of money. So
So I think that there is a lot to look at in terms of what works and what doesn't work, and there are many variables to look at. So, like for instance, in New York City, we have strip of health programming, 2 hours of health programming during the week, which unfortunately doesn't have the ratings that it once had. But even though the ratings may be lower, we make more money there. And then the answer to that might be, well, it perfectly suits the demographic of the over 50 crowd, that if they're going to spend money, they're going to spend money on their health. You know, so there are a lot of variables in understanding why something is working, even though you would think it might not work. So I think it would be important for us to establish there's important things that we need to do. Is, I think first we have to establish a relationship with the management, with the general managers, because I do believe, I'm not sure who made the comment, that we can't operate in isolation of the staff and of the general managers. So I would suggest that, along with George's comment, that the general managers be encouraged to comply with requests to look at their programming and evaluate their programming. I think it might also be useful to ask them what kind of support they actually need from the P&B. And I say that because the way all of the stations work, that the politics is very thick. The politics are very thick. And we might have a general manager or a program director that wants to revamp the local sound, but doesn't feel supported in being able to do that, because while the PNB from on high can dictate change of programming, the manager on the local level has to deal with the listeners and the PNB and the LSB and the various political groups who are either advocating for or working to protect their programming. So I think it would be good to ask the general managers what the PNB can do to support their efforts to revamp and restructure their stations and their programming. So,
are you making a motion?
Well, that is a good motion. Yeah, I don't know if I could make that as a motion, because currently I'm chairing this committee.
I would entertain a motion.
Yeah.
May I ask a question about that motion, Kathy?
Uh-huh.
We asked the general managers, you know, at the end of last year, to tell us some specifics about three things: increasing audience, increasing the percentage of the audience that's members, and recapturing people that had been lost. And we still don't have any information about that. Okay? As George says, Dwayne made a response, but there's been no uniform response. And we're in a very dire situation right now. So I think that it's absolutely essential that governance work with management, and that's what that resolution was designed to achieve, to acknowledge something that's a critical need of the foundation at this point. I don't object to again, underscoring the fact that we want to work with management, but some things have to begin taking place that just aren't happening. There is not accountability. We are not setting goals, you know, and making plans to do things without which we cannot survive as a foundation. And the point is not to lash or to depreciate the efforts of management or the general managers or the program directors. But if you look at the numbers and if you look at the pledge drive results, we have lots of stuff that is failing It's failing miserably, and it's been failing for years, and no action is being taken. So, I mean, this has to be a two-way street. We can tell management, hey, we want to work with you, but they have to be willing to work with us. And one of the things that we're trying to do is have a dialogue here. And if we keep changing what we're talking to management about, they're going to get confused, assuming that they want to work with the PNB in governance. So if we've asked them to tell us some things and they don't do that, and then we start saying, well, let's talk about this now. What makes you think that they're going to respond with any more alacrity?
This is George. Let me say, I want to second what Rob is saying. I think what the program committee should do at the very next meeting, which is coming up next Sunday, in the programming, you'll be able to give a report. Is to say we want to know what was the response of the GMs to our last resolution. It was passed by the PNB. It's been forwarded to them. Grace made a very strong request of them that you need to respond to this, and we need to. The PNB needs to sit on that, to stay on that, to say we're serious about this. We really want you to respond to what we ask you to do, and we wanted it. We want it in writing, and we want to know. We want it now. We don't want it. You know, maybe we'll do it sometime later, but we want it now. So I think that's, you know, in the short run, I think that's what we need to do.
So do you want to put that into a motion, George?
Let's see. Give me a moment to think about it, and I'll see if I can come up with something.
I have a question.
Yes.
This resolution that we're talking about, is this the one, Rob, that was dated September 21st, 08?
November 14th, I think it was.
Yeah, there were some. But what David is looking at is a header that says with amendments. The resolution was from September, but the amendments were made subsequent to that.
And was this resolution passed by the PNB?
On the 14th of November, yes, it was.
Okay. I'm just, I'm looking it over. I'm just getting familiar with it.
I know, David, and you're doing exactly what you should be doing.
Well, I think we're all on the same page. I just think we come at it a little bit from a little bit different directions, but we all want to solve this problem. And, I sense the urgency in your voice, Rob, and I feel the same way about it. But I've learned at this point, and I'm sure you've been frustrated with it, I learned that this thing ain't going to happen fast, you know?
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. So, Rob, I'd like to respond to what you were feeling that perhaps I was going too soft on the managers, and my point was not to change the resolution or to change what we're requiring of them, but simply to find out from their view what they need or if they need something in support of these efforts. I don't know what that might be, but, I'm not presuming that they're just outright ignoring the request or that they are, I don't know. So I thought that by opening the door to a conversation, well, this is what we're requiring of you. It's not getting done. What do you need to get it done? You know, so what can the PNB do to support you in that position to get it done? You know, what forces might be preventing them from getting it done? So I was simply looking to open the dialogue to be something that might not feel from their perspective, that they're being dictated to by a group of people and not being, where the managers themselves are not being asked what they feel is important. So that was the point I was making, not to go soft on them, but to open the dialogue.
I don't think that it's about going soft. I think the problem with the network is we're like somebody who's been dropped out of an airplane with no parachute, and we're moving at a rate of 32 feet per second per second, and based on how high above the land we are, we're going to hit in a certain period of time. And we can either do something to change the dynamics of the situation or not. If we don't change the dynamics of the situation, stations are going to be without budgets, without staff, and the network is going to be without funds, and we'll be at risk of losing our licenses. You know, and I think that's the kind of situation I would take away.
Are going to be. I think we're there. We are
right.
There.
And so what I'm saying is, I don't think that we're trying to be belligerent or anything else. We're saying, what are you going to do to change the dynamic that we're in? And there is no response. And I don't know what that means. You know, other than we're not going to do anything to change. So I don't think the issue is whether or not we're bothering them. The issue is whether or not we're exercising our fiduciary responsibilities not to let the foundation, you know, fall apart.
This is George. We're at time for the conversation.
Do you have your motion?
I have a motion.
Okay, David.
So we motion that we encourage the GMs to, maybe, you know, people can work on this, we encourage the GMs to focus on programming improvement as per the resolution of November such and such, and ask them what they might need to accomplish such goals as stated in the resolution.
This is
I've
Lisa.
Got an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
We reiterate our request of the resolution that was adopted on 11/14/08, and we request that the general managers immediately provide the PNB with a meaningful response involving concrete measures in answer to the three questions.
So that heard like two different people speaking two different motions. Was that Rob?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a different motion, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, has anyone seconded? Yeah, George.
You don't need a second on a committee.
Okay.
You can take Rob's as an amendment to David's if you want.
Okay.
Let me say that in that resolution that was passed, we didn't tell them how they should go about doing anything. We really just said, look, we need to have these things in place. Tell us how you want to do it. So I don't see it as an issue of sort of a top-down organization screwing things up by not really trusting its people on the ground and getting their experience and advice back at all. I see it as a matter of we need you to do this. No kidding. And I kind of like Rob's version better than David's because it has more urgency to it.
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
Oh, hi. I'm so sorry for getting on the call. I just wanted to make sure that you all, first of all, know that I am on this call. So I really apologize about getting on late. And of course, so we're voting on two motions that have been put before us.
Yes, Lisa. Are you elected as a member of this committee?
Yeah, I'm on the programming committee, No, I'm on the programming committee, WBAI.
You're on the programming committee, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, for the National Programming Committee, right.
Okay. All right, thanks, Lisa.
Lisa, what's your last name?
Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so, David... do you feel comfortable with Rob's amendment to your motion?
No, I don't, but...
Okay. All right, so then...
And I will need Rob to write that up because I had the ear at my the phone on my ear and I couldn't type at the same time.
Yeah. David, could you also send out your motion?
Okay.
So that we can see them both.
Yep. I don't think I have everybody's email.
All right, if you send it to me.
You can get it to Lisa?
I'll get it to Lisa, yeah.
Give me a minute and I'll send mine out on the email.
Okay.
While we're waiting, Leslie, are you still there? Leslie? Oh, darn.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we'll vote on these two motions and then we'll bring this meeting to an adjournment till the next meeting, come back at the next meeting, and finish what else needs to be done. Lisa, when did you get on the call? Did you
call? I got on the call maybe about 5 minutes ago, and I do apologize for this because normally I'm on these calls and everything, so I do apologize.
Well, I didn't realize you were on the committee, so you weren't on my mail list. I apologize for that. But you will be on the list hereafter.
Lisa, the other member? Who's the other LSB member from BAI?
You know something? I'm really not sure, so I don't want to say. But I could just send something again. I mean, I did see an email that Kathy.
I thought it was Andrea, but I'm not sure.
Well, again, I don't want to even say because I'm really not sure. I know last year I think it was Jennifer Jager, but I'm not sure about this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So let's not. Let's see. Do I have these motions up yet? Not yet, right?
Point of information.
Give me about 90 seconds, and I'll send you mine, Kathy.
Okay. Great. Go ahead, Lisa.
Because I heard a reference, at least I thought I did, and what Rob was saying, and he referred to something that was passed on 11/14/08. Is that correct?
Yeah, a motion that was passed by the PMB.
Right. Can that motion be read? Do we have that? That was passed on 11/14/08.
Do we have that?
Yeah. That's one of the ones you sent around, Kathy.
Okay. So let me find that.
And I don't have access to my email right now, so if somebody could read that out loud, that would be good.
If I can...
on the computer.
I'm not finding it. David, which title was it?
The one that I have is titled Draft Resolution Reflects Changes Suggested by the PNB to the PNB Programming Committee September 21st, 2008. It's called 09-210-8 resolution.
Okay. But this was actually passed?
I don't know. I wasn't
this
on the board.
This is 2 pages long, Lisa.
Do you have the whereas?
It says resolve.
I mean the resolve.
Resolve the development of national programming in concert with the local GMs, PDs, and appropriate national office staff shall be part of the job description of the executive director. The ED is authorized to pursue foundation and grant funding. I don't believe that this is the motion.
I was wondering.
That Rob was referring to, or that George is referring to. George?
I'm not sure, actually. I think my sense was that the second part was actually the first resolution of the one that was actually passed.
GMs and PDs.
Let me see if I can dig up the one that was passed.
Okay. I'm going to read the number two. It's GMs and PDs at all stations will be responsible for developing quantifiable program goals as part of an overall national strategy for audience growth designed specifically to reach listeners who are not currently listening, convert more listeners to members, and reach out to non-renewing and inactive members. In order to achieve such goals, including those requiring changes in programming, all stations will develop objective measures to assess mission fulfillment, review program schedules, and evaluate individual programs. These review evaluation processes and procedures will be developed in consultation with national staff and local station paid and unpaid staff. Public concerns and needs of non-listeners, listeners, and members shall be included in these review and evaluation processes. Local stations are encouraged to allocate budgetary and staffing resources to improve the production of existing programs. In order to reach larger, more diverse audiences and develop new programming capable of reaching new listeners and new voices, plans for reaching the agreed-upon goals should include, but not limited to, increasing stations' presence during and coverage of local events, cross-promoting programs with other local nonprofit media, taking advantage of grants available from community foundations, governmental entities and private foundations, working with nonprofit organizations to enhance and promote their local programming and encourage programmers to place articles about their programming in free media, including online outlets. Requests for these plans will be submitted by the Programming Committee through the PNB to the ED. Such plans will be submitted in writing by local station GMs and PDs through the ED to the Programming Committee and on or about December 31st, 2008 and formally presented to the PNB at its January 2009 meeting. Wow, that is a mouthful. Is that the resolution we're talking about? George?
Yeah, it's what I dug up also.
Okay.
So that was passed?
Well,
at the
yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Okay.
And was that passed by the PNB? Is that what was passed on November 14th?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Okay. Alrighty. Alright, so that's the resolution. So, do I have those two motions yet? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I do. Okay, David's motion reads, motion to GMs to focus on programming improvement as per solution of November 14th, I'm sorry, resolution of November 14th, 2008, and ask them what they might need to accomplish such goals as stated in the resolution. And Rob Robinson's amendment is, the PNB Programming Committee insists that the general managers provide written plans in response to the resolution passed by the PNB on 11-14-08 that request them to submit plans to, one, reach larger audiences, two, convert higher percentages of listeners to members, and three, reactivate inactive members to renew their financial support of the station. We respectfully request that the details of the plans be meaningful, implemented by concrete action. Okay. So we're out of time, so we're going to vote up or down the amendment, and then we'll go to the main motion. So, okay. First, let's do Rob's amendment. And I will call the roll. Or should we have, let's call the roll. Okay, David, how do you vote on Rob's amendment?
No.
No.
Okay. George?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Leslie, not available. Lizette, not available. Lisa,
pass.
Okay, so it's one note. Do I vote, George?
You can vote. Yes, you can.
Okay. Okay. I vote no, which leaves us at a tie.
I think you have to come back to me because I thought we had...
Okay. I'm sorry. Lisa, do you want to vote?
I'm going to have to vote no as well.
No, okay. Okay, so now we can go to David's motion. And it is motion to GMs to focus on programming improvement as per resolution of November 14, 2008, and ask them what they might need to accomplish such goals as stated in the resolution. So we now go to a vote of that motion. Let's start with Lisa Davis.
Oh, I'm going to pass.
Okay. Rob Robinson.
No.
Okay. George Ryder.
I'm gonna pass.
Lisa.
Be back to me.
Okay, Leslie, Lizette, Bonnie. Okay, so, Kathy, I'm going to say yes. Lisa?
I'm going to have to vote no as well again.
Okay.
I'm going to vote yes.
George, you're going to vote yes?
Yes.
Okay, so that is... David, did I take your vote?
Yeah, I vote yes.
Okay, so that's 3 yes, 2 no. That motion passes. Okay, so I thank you. We'll report that out to the PNB and for the next meeting. So unless there's an objection, I'm going to adjourn until our next meeting. Yes.
I thought I saw on the notice that you did send out that there would be the election of officers. Did that happen?
It did not happen time. It will have to happen in the next meeting. It will be at this point pro tem until we have everybody from all the LSBs on to the committee.
Okay. One other question, if I may ask.
Yeah, Lisa.
Did we pass anything else tonight or before we got on the call?
No. No, I'll forward you the minute, the agenda, and you can see that it was primarily discussion.
Kathy, still on? You still on?